2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Good morning, everybody. This is your DFS Army Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com, and I am your fill-in host today. Normally, I'm the color guy. I am Boomer's Daddy, Keith Hall. You can find me on Twitter at Boomer's DFS Daddy. And my co-host is currently taking care of some business today, so you can find him normally at I don't know his Twitter handle off the top of my head. I think it's A.Walsh. But you can find him over there. It is, 14A.Walsh. He's taking care of some stuff. So it's going to be a pretty easy and quick podcast today, which makes up for the longer ones of the after or the last couple days. Guys, I know they're pretty long, but make sure that you do listen to them. If you are part of the DFS Army, we give you a lot of great nuggets. If you're not part of the DFS Army, then you should be. You are missing out 100% on some great NBA content and stuff like that. We're the only place that I know of that actually told you to fade Nikola Jokic yesterday and play Kenneth Faried instead. It was kind of a risk, but it was a calculated risk for tournaments. Denver was coming off of the back end of a back-to-back. It was a 3-4. They were traveling from Denver to the Clippers. Jokic had played 38 minutes the night before. Faried had played 10. So it was kind of one of those things that we expected them to come out and not play very well, but it worked out better. The hot take was that Kenneth Faried would actually outscore Nikola Jokic at a fraction of the ownership, and he almost doubled him up. So that was a pretty good little indicator that things were going to go the way. If you took that advice, then you did pretty well. If not, then I'm sorry. Nikola Jokic is, he's mispositioned on FanDuel and he's mispriced on FanDuel. So he's always a great play. Hopefully if you played him, you survived and you still cashed. If not, then, just make sure that you're taking in a lot of this advice. Ultimately, it's up to you to decide on how you want to use it, but, I don't just spout off hot takes just to hopefully get one or two right. I spout them off, and there's usually a calculated reasoning on why. So let's go through some of these games today. I'm currently waiting on some of these lines. We've got, I believe, 8 or 9 games today. Let's see here. As I pull everything up. We've got 8 games today, so it's going to be a fun little night. Let's go through the first one here, Milwaukee and Cleveland. This line is moving all over the place. I'm expecting one of the big three to sit again. If it's Kevin Love, then obviously we go back to Kyrie and LeBron. If it's one of the other two, then we'll kind of adjust as we need to. The line opened at Milwaukee +7. Now it's down to +5.5. This total is at a whopping it's at a whopping 209. It's dropped 1.5 already. So the money line's on Cleveland at -230, and It's kind of easy. We're off Jabari Parker today. He sucks on the back end of back-to-backs. If you look at his last back-to-back on the home-and-home against Chicago, he only put up 22.9. So we're off Jabari Parker today. He averages way, way, way less. I'll do the math and put it in Slack a little bit later, but he averages way less on the back end of back-to-backs than he does on the front end. You will not find him on the cheat sheet today. However, you can go back to Giannis Antetokounmpo. He does a little bit better on back-to-backs. He's still got that upside, especially with Harden on the slate. We can get him for a cheaper price than we can James Harden, who is now a whopping $12,000. So we can get him at an $1,800 discount and get the exact same upside. However, Harden does have a little bit better of a matchup. But, you know, it's still one of those things that, you know, you can get close with a Giannis and a Westbrook than you can with a Harden and a Westbrook. So if you can get into that little range, then you know, obviously we can figure out the rest, but we're going to be able to save that discount. I'm not saying that I'm going to fade James Harden. I will have some exposure to him, but I will say that you should, if you're making one or two lineups, you should really, really be thinking hard about whether or not you want to play James Harden over Giannis today. I know the matchup's better, but Harden's going to carry a lot higher ownership, and you can probably get within, you know, 10 to 15 points with Giannis in tonight's matchup. So as far as the injuries are concerned, we have to really kind of pay attention. Kevin Love is going to be the game time decision. J.R. Smith had an MRI on his thumb. It was negative. He didn't play the second half of that game last night. If he's out, that's going to open up a little bit of value for Amon Shumpert or James Jones. Probably not going to go there. I just don't like playing anybody outside the big three or Tristan Thompson in these matchups. One guy I am looking at, though, a little bit, it's kind of a narrative streak. Matthew Dellavedova, he's 3,900 on FanDuel. He played, yeah, I know it was overtime. He played 39 minutes last night, but he's getting his championship ring tonight from the Cavs. It's going to be his ring ceremony, so he's going to come out really kind of pumped up. I don't mind a Westbrook Dellavedova little contrarian save if you want to go that route. It could be a nice little narrative play that kind of pays off for us in tournaments tonight. So nice little discount there, and we can go from there. So let's see here. Memphis and Detroit. This is the lowest total of the day by far. Every other total is at least, besides the Sacramento-Utah game, is at least over 200. I am probably not going to go anywhere in here except for in tournaments. And the only guy I'm probably going to go to is a bounce back for Andre Drummond. I'm not dealing with Reggie Jackson going against Mike Conley defense. This is not a KCP spot going against Tony Allen. Chandler Parsons is supposed to he suited up the other night but didn't play. He's supposed to be another game-time decision tonight. Don't want to play him. Maybe you could go Tobias Harris, but he's got a tougher matchup against Jermichael Green and Zebo. And then Andre Drummond and Mark Gasol is if you're playing over there on DraftKings, then I think they're both in play, and it is they're actually pretty, I don't want to say good discounts, but they are at a cheaper price as far as percentage of salary cap wise. Mark Gasol is only 7,200. Andre Drummond's $100 below him at 71. So I think in tournaments you can go to the center spots. Mark Gasol's just been an absolute beast lately. But he's at a price or at a play for me on FanDuel. Both of these teams are coming on they're on the back end of back to backs, and I'll do some research about how these guys how players perform on the back end of back-to-backs as far as their average fantasy points compared to when they're on 1 or 2 days rest, their normals. So I'll post that a little bit later in Slack. Next game, Minnesota and Atlanta. Karl Anthony Towns, if Dwight Howard is out, is going to be a very, very nice option. I think we can go to Gorgie Dang here, Gorgeous Dong, going up against Paul Millsap defense. Kent Bazemore going up against Andrew Wiggins. I don't mind a little ping pong action for the small forward position there. Andrew Wiggins, we know Tom Thibodeau loves to play as starters. Andrew Wiggins and Zach LaVine are just playing an enormous amount of minutes. And I think they're both kind of underpriced, even though Zach LaVine's price is starting to come up a little bit. The whole round robin with Kyle Korver, Tim Hardaway, is really not something I want to deal with. Tabo Cephalosha, 4,400 for cash games. He just kind of keeps, you know, paying off his salary. Don't mind him for cash games. Probably not going to go there in tournaments. I'd rather go with Bazemore in tournaments. Kind of a little bit more upside, but you are embracing a lot more of that volatility as well. The guy that I think is going to get a lot of buzz around the industry this week or today is Ricky Rubio. He's 5,600 on FanDuel. He is 5,800 on DraftKings. He has a great matchup going against Dennis Schroeder. The problem is I view him kind of as a Rajon Rondo type. And if guys like Ricky Rubio and Rajon Rondo are the guys that are going to beat me, then so be it. Now, Rubio has popped off with at least 30 fantasy points in his last three, but there's just no upside there. His highest production of the year is 37.4. Now, he could definitely eclipse that. We've seen this before. Ricky Rubio has, you know, flashed and shown 45, 50 fantasy point upside. But I think with Zach LaVine and Andrew Wiggins just getting so much of the usage and Karl Anthony Towns, he's more of a facilitator. So for cash games, I wouldn't mind going there if you want to get a nice floor for your value point guard. But for tournaments, I'm probably not going to go there. In fact, there's no probably about it. I won't go there. Dennis Schroeder, though, he is a very, very interesting. I think he's going to be a little bit under-owned tonight because he's priced up a little bit. He's at 7,000 on FanDuel. He is at 7,000 on DraftKings. But this is a guy that has gotten close to 40. He hit 45 against Oklahoma City. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of his last 4 out of his last 7 over 38 fantasy points. So, and usually in matchups like this where they're kind of up in pace a little bit, he gets closer to the 40 spot. So for 7,000, you know, he's got that nice floor. Don't mind it there. I'm probably not going to have a lot of exposure, but he is somebody that I think is going to be a little bit lower owned. Washington, Chicago. I'm not on John Wall. He's been playing a lot better. His home road splits are not as bad this year as they normally are, but I'm still not going to go there. He's 9,700. I guess if you want to get contrarian tournaments, you can go with the Russell Westbrook, John Wall combo, but I'm going to have a couple other point guards I'd rather pay for and pair with Russell Westbrook. I will have some exposure to Bradley Beal. He has just been absolutely, minus the last game, he's been pretty consistent. 7,200 is a lot to pay for here. But I think he's in a really, really good spot. Not going to pay for Dwayne Wade. I think he's overpriced for the amount of minutes he's playing. You know, he rarely is going to play over 35 minutes, but there's no guarantee that he's even going to get to that spot. We're looking at 22, 24 in the last two games.
Neither one of those are the 24 against Milwaukee was on the back end of a back-to-back, but the other ones, or the Detroit game was just a, that was just an ugly, ugly, ugly game. So, they were up big early, and so they kind of rested them a little bit. So, other than that, Marcin Gortat, just like I said yesterday, 35 points. I think he's a great cash game guy. He's somebody that's going to get close to paying off his salary, but he's not going to do a lot more. So for tournaments, I'm kind of off. The guy I am looking for here is Markieff Morris. I think it's a nice bounce back spot for him. Going up against Indiana, he put up 16.7 fantasy points. Didn't really help us out at all. But he has the capability to pop off for, you know, 35-40. And at 5,300, that's kind of the upside that we're looking for. And he's got a really, really, really good matchup tonight. I'm not playing with the round robin of Otto Porter, Kelly Oubre. Oubre's been kind of eaten into some of those minutes. He'll play about 20, 25 minutes tonight. Unless Porter gets into foul trouble. I do like Otto Porter at 5,700. He's going to play about 35 minutes. I didn't realize that Oubre's average minutes when everybody was healthy was that low. So I do like Otto Porter. He's kind of got that upside under 6,000. Those are the kind of the guys that we like to look for. So Oklahoma City, New Orleans. Here's where my first heart take is going to be. Play Russell Westbrook. No, kidding. Actually, I'm not. He's 12-5. Look, just plug in Russell Westbrook. Figure out the rest from there. Especially in this matchup, he's just he's a lock. He's been playing really well. Starting to get used to playing without Victor Oladipo, who is already going to be out for this game. The guys I do want to look for, or I do want to look towards, are guys like Andre Robertson, Jeremy Grant. They're both very, very cheap, and they're starting to kind of settle into get comfortable in the roles without Victor Oladipo around. Other than that, I'm not playing Enes Kanter. He hasn't played 20 minutes in the last four games. He's just, if he could ever play 30-plus minutes, then yeah, he'd be good. But other than that, I'm just not doing that. I think Billy Donovan's kind of getting a little pissed off at him. I am looking at Steven Adams, though. His minutes are kind of solid. He's got 30-point upside for 5,200. That's kind of something that I want to hit. So other than that, for New Orleans, yeah, you're going to play Anthony Davis. Terrence Jones at 4,700 is a great, great, great tournament play. Anthony Davis, if you don't know, he's been playing a lot of the five, and Terrence Jones has been playing a lot of the four coming off the bench. Drew Holiday, we always like targeting point guards against Russell Westbrook. I think he's a good option tonight as well. Other than that, probably not going to go anywhere else in this game. Even though it's got a high total, it's not one of those that we really, really, really want to stack. And it's not looking good for a full game stack. Houston and Phoenix, James Harden. Yeah, he's pretty good at basketball. If I'm running out multiple teams, I'm going to have multiple teams with Devin Booker, Brandon Knight, and Eric Bledsoe. It's a trio of guards. It's very, very hard to kind of pick which one's going to go off on each night. But one of them, rest assured, is going to have a good game. I do like Sam Decker and Trevor Ariza in this matchup. I'm a little scared with the PJ Tucker, TJ Warren type play, because even though Tucker's been playing the minutes, TJ Warren was the guy that was playing the minutes early on in the year. I think this is a spot where we can go to Marquise Chris. As of right now, that whole power forward mess in Phoenix is something that is very hard. They've got kind of four guys that they rotate in and out. Ryan Anderson is the guy I'm actually kind of looking to as far as on the Houston side. I'm going to have to watch that game to see how much of the five he actually played, but he did play 37 minutes last night. His shot just wasn't falling, so I'm going to probably go back to the well on that one. Nene played 18 minutes, and then Montrezl Harrell played 22 minutes, and that's kind of exactly what we expected. So I'm probably not going to go back to them either going into this matchup. So, but there's a lot of good, interesting plays in here, so make sure you pay attention to the cheat sheet to see exactly where I have them ranked. Sacramento, Utah, I've got interest in three guys in this game. DeMarcus Cousins, Gordon Hayward, and Darren Collison, especially if George Hill is out. Rodney Hood's questionable with an illness. Obviously, Rudy Gay is questionable with the hip. If he's out again, then maybe we can go back to Garrett Temple, who had another hot start but then kind of cool off. Rudy Gobert, I'm going to have to look into this matchup to see how they did last year against each other. I know early on in the season, I want to say they played, Rudy Gobert played on December 10th, which happens to be my father's birthday. And, Rudy Gobert had 36 minutes and scored 43.8 fantasy points at 7,800. I like that. If Derek Favors is out, then, I kind of like going there. I think if he plays, then it's going to be a nice little contrarian move because of the fact that he's going to be a little bit lower owned. So final game of the night, Dallas and Portland. I love this game. Did I mention I love this game? Damian Lillard, yeah, he's good at basketball when he's in Portland. Last night, he put up 51.3. I had a great call on CJ McCollum. Unfortunately, he kind of tapered out at the end. I think you can just stack this game, the Houston game and the Oklahoma City game, with some fill-ins and be pretty good on the night. Mason Plumlee, fantastic night last night. 36 minutes. He just keeps playing minutes and minutes and minutes in close games. So I think we can go back to him. Dwight Powell, I think, is a good tournament play, considering the fact that Portland is so bad at guarding the power forward position. Evan Turner, if he's out again, then we can fire up Maurice Harkless. Harrison Barnes is in play. I think Dorian Finney-Smith is a great option in tournaments tonight. Wesley Matthews, CJ McCollum, they're all in play. Get as many of these guys in your lineups as you possibly can, and it's going to be the ultimate late-night hammer tonight. So, all right, guys, if you're not part of the DFS Army, make sure you get over there, sign up under the promo code PODCAST, and you will lock in your rate at 20% off for the rest of your membership. Make sure you check us out in Slack. I will be posting my cheat sheets and everything, and we will get you all taken care of. Guys, if you're not reading the notes on that cheat sheet, the little blurbs that I put out, make sure you read those. It gives nice little tidbits. I don't have time to put everything into the article form, but I give you some thoughts on the guys that I feel are important. So, and that's where you found out last night that I was fading, besides on the podcast, that's where you found out last night that I was fading Jokic and playing Fareed instead. So, and that worked out pretty well. So, that's going to do it for us today. Nice, short, sweet, to the point, and let's go make some money. Peace out.